If you're a small business owner that's been using Facebook for years, you've probably noticed a drop-off in engagement and activity on your page. You're not imagining things. The organic reach, which is basically your ability to post things for free and engage with your customers, has dropped off significantly. Data suggests that in 2012 it was as high as 16%, and in February of this year it dropped to about 6%. Many are speculating that you can expect it to go to nearly zero by the end of the year. If you plan on using Facebook for a marketing tool for your business, it seems that you're going to have to start paying if you really want to reach your customers. Facebook claims that this change in their algorithm is not an attempt to try to generate more revenue, but in fact, a way to deal with the fact that so many more businesses are posting to Facebook. So if you're a business owner, what do you do? Well, your options are to continue to try to get organic reach, which we know is going to drop, or start using some of their pay services. On one hand, Facebook is claiming that they're not trying to generate revenue from those that generally use their service for free. On the other hand, they're saying the best way to continue to reach your customers is to buy advertising. As a business owner, you'll have to decide, is it worth continuing on? Is it worth spending the money on Facebook? Or should you look elsewhere? Other social networks like LinkedIn or Pinterest may be a viable alternative if you're looking to continue to reach your customers through organic reach. As a general Facebook user, if you've noticed that your favorite brands are not showing up in your news stream anymore, you're probably not imagining things either. One of the things you can do to increase the chances of seeing your favorite brands in your news stream is to unlike the pages that you don't actually engage with. The more likes that you've created for brands, the cloudier it becomes for Facebook as to which one is important to you. The other thing you can do to ensure that you're seeing the posts from your favorite brands is to make sure that you periodically visit their page and engage with content that they've posted with a like, a comment, or a share. The bottom line here is if you're a business that's been using Facebook for free, it looks like the gravy train has ended. Regardless of what Facebook is telling us, it's pretty clear that if you want to reach people through Facebook, you're going to have to pay to play.